You're listening to the show about glow-ups and whipped vanilla spice. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen, and I hate wooden shelves.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I was looking for a website that had a position a day for your ergonomic kneeling chair.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
That was the point.
That was...
I didn't find anything.
Was it actually? Because
yes.
Did he? Look at his little face.
Corn
look at his little
husk,
innocent
no titties,
face.
That's Alex.
Corn husk, no titties. I will never... Look at his little face. It's an innocent little face, or it seems to be.
You guys don't even know about themes.
Oh my god, how dirty, Abby!
I know.
She's like about to launch
some
into
game,
some...
and he was like, and he came up with reverse cowgirl, and everyone was like, "You don't know what that is."
And then he demonstrated.
I think what I said was, "You all know what that is, you just don't know what it's called."
And suddenly it was something that no one ever wanted to speak of again.
Yeah, it's funny, like, when you think you're going to, everyone's going to laugh, and then suddenly it's like, wait a second, yeah. What are we talking about? Ooh,
this
I
is the
know.
Most boring PTA meeting I've ever been to.
Oh, gosh. You guys are both wearing pink. Guys, were you
right,
on a date or something?
Surrounded by pink.
That's so cute.
Are they next to each other? Our pictures are framed.
Yes, they
Denise
are.
Is above
okay.
you, and Alex is to your
go
right.
To go this way. Come
you
to me.
Have to go the other way.
No, other way.
Nope.
Other way.
He's kissing the blackness.
Abby, the blackness. There we go.
Oh, no. Alex is refusing
wait, no,
to kiss his
no,
wife.
There we go.
But it's yeah. totally wrong on my screen.
I don't care.
I'm kissing Denise.
This is for love.
Oh, that was so cute and respectful. I'm kissing Denise. He was very upset. No, it's wrong. That was so cute. I love that so much. It was perfect for us. We got a full show. I was so excited. Wow, how much pink? We don't have any pink. This does look
this
pink,
looks
though.
Pink because of all the pink in the screen.
Pink room, pink shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
You have pink in your drink.
I have grapefruit slice in my drink.
Pink. Oh, nice.
Folder.
Ooh.
It makes me want a gin and tonic. Nice. Mm.
It's my Gwen folder because it's candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
These aren't pink, but they're flesh-toned. I mean,
flesh
Caucasian color. Flesh-toned.
What are those? Why do you have feet? You have finger feet. That makes me so happy.
I have tiny hands. Where's my tiny hands?
We can
they're
make
here.
A full person. All right. How do we do
it? I here. Want a tiny thing.
Yeah, do they're very funny.
Thing?
Here we go.
Oh, my
do,
God.
Do, 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 do,
wrong
do,
hand.
Do, 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 do. They won't. They don't. Because of my medicine, they don't want to stay on my fingers. They're just sliding off my feet. There, you can do it. I have slippery hands. Middle finger footed.
Wait. So if I could go like this,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
like,
whoa,
it's like the double middle finger.
Yeah.
There needs to be a spell like that.
Deuce.
You have an even smaller
double
one.
Double deuce. Yeah, put the smaller one on the middle finger. Yeah. Of the other one.
I don't. I'm looking.
Denise is like, I'm sure I have something.
I have a tiny blanket for your feet in your hands. Does
you have
that
so
help?
Many tiny things. The tiny blanket for your tiny feet and hands.
No, these
None
are the
of
best
this is
for cats,
make any
though.
Sense. Oh, yeah. You have the picture of, is it Jericho or Guinness?
Guinness. Guinness is the best with the tiny hands.
Yeah. There's that picture that I've seen, like, so many times of, mm-hmm. like, because
When I think of the tiny, anybody referencing tiny hands, I think of that picture, I think.
Yeah, it's like she's, because she's doing the loaf thing, right? Like the hands, her arms are under, and then you just have the hands right there. It looks so great. Super cute.
I just posted another link about ergonomic chairs. Now I'm done.
Okay, cool.
It's like a whole list of the best.
I thought that was a nun.
It's nuns in ergonomic chairs.
Nun chair.
It's a strange form of pornography.
Oh, it looks so uncomfortable.
Prawn. It's prawn.
You think that, but that's because your ass doesn't hurt when you sit on a normal chair, dude.
Right.
Ass.
Titties.
Ass.
Corn.
Titties.
No corn husks.
Corn husks. Husks. Corn husks.
No corn husks. What am I doing?
No corn husks.
No corn husks.
Yes,
period.
Titties.
No corn husks.
Oh. Okay.
Period.
Oh no. That's
no corn husks.
Sad.
There has been not a single instance of a corn husk in my game, and there never will be.
Until
tonight.
I feel like you've got to be lying about that.
You're out of control on that one.
It was your birthday, so you're right. I just reminded myself. I just wanted to press this button on my soundboard, but I didn't.
What button?
I can't tell you.
Cloven.
What?
Oh, you didn't press it. He didn't press it.
I didn't press it.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm like, what am I not hearing? What is it? Listening to silence.
Listeners, that's Abby, not my soundboard.
She's going to rewrite it.
It's
going to be way better.
It was Abby's birthday, and I promise not to play sad violin, a.k.a. Cloven.
Let's see if you remember it while
that's what I
happening.
Said. I promised not to play it if I remembered not to play it.
He did it that time. His finger literally went to the keyboard, too. I was like,
I remembered, but I still want to press it. I really do, especially referencing it. Like, it's torture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how special Abby's birthday is, you guys.
It's so special. Mm-hmm. It really is. You guys made it special. Don't press the button.
I won't. Okay, I've also specifically not looked up the rules to Wingspan. So that when we play, I will have no idea what I'm doing.
He's what? So your gift is that you're not going to win because you're not going to be smart
enough?
Oh, I might
win.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for making yourself dumb so the rest of us have a chance. We're all so stupid.
All right, what sound can I play to annoy KT?
Don't.
There's none of them.
Don't.
You love them all.
Yeah, I do. No! I hate you! Delete that!
I found it, guys. I found the sound.
You found KT's kryptonite.
God!
Oh, then I can play it over this. But I
no,
won't cut it off.
One.
Stop
no,
it!
Ruining
wait,
my
wait.
Birthday.
Thanks for
retro
listening.
Retro ruining my
Please
birthday.
Leave us a
You're
review
ruining
on
her
iTunes
birthday.
And visit porkfrieddice.com.
You're
to
mean.
Find links
I'm
to
deleting
us
this
on Facebook and Twitter.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, you're the editor.
I am the editor.
Idiot.
Previously
on Pork Fried Dice. This is not a mouse. That's a loop.
He was using his pretzel container.
It's like a fugue. I love it.
The only time you'll ever hear it.
So.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What did we start
What's
with
happening?
Last time? Oh, okay. So I didn't write a recap, but
oh,
I'm remembering.
Oh, you seem so nervous. Okay.
I'm not nervous.
Okay. You were always nervous. I get it.
I'm not nervous.
Per se.
Per se.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just in a weird mood. It's more what it is.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I'm much less in a take charge mood than I usually am.
Oh, yeah. You're always so take charge.
Yeah. And I'm less inclined to take charge
yeah,
right now. So
cool.
You guys were like on the beach or whatever. And then like you were hanging out.
We were hanging out on the beach.
You were like,
we went surfing.
Yeah, we had a
what
cooler.
Do we, what do we do with this fucking?
Oh.
The
beach
speaking
volleyball.
Of surfing.
Yes.
It started with the reveal of
yes.
who was bringing the lizards
kid.
Back to you.
Yeah.
It was this kid.
Skivvy. His name
Skivvy?
Was
Jimmy.
Jimmy? I have it written down.
Skivvy.
I wanted to see how long that would go on.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Ruined it.
I was excited to remember. I forgot that
you
he was in
be
it.
You should be excited to remember. I don't keep things like that in my brain, apparently. I have to look at my book.
Jimmy. The boy from Morrow's Inlet. who was stealing things in Gwen's candy store, was anti-stealing. He was bringing lizards back to you guys.
Yeah, he was anti-stealing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was very excited to join up with all of you and continue on your quest to what he's not exactly sure what you guys do. Solve mysteries is the closest he's gotten.
Yeah. And he said we look like we do solve it. That was such
well, you guys
funny
were
joke.
Talking about yeah. what's going on with Rafina maybe being a serial killer or why do people think that. So you're going to Bear Toggle to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
And so he immediately assumed you guys were the Scooby-Doo crew or whatever.
Yes.
You probably do look like that.
Bathwack is Fred. Rafina is Velma. Gwen is Daphne. And that makes Will Shaggy.
What? Oh my god, Will would be so mad.
And Mo is Scooby.
That's true.
I think those are all the closest analogs we can make.
Oh, I love that.
And Clockface is Scrappy Doo.
Steed is the van.
The mystery machine.
The mystery machine.
Yeah. We got to paint that on the side. The color is almost accurate. I mean, they're green flowers on that, right? It's like a turquoise van with like green or orange flowers. Am I misremembering?
I think it's mostly kind of greenish.
Oh,
yeah,
green
I think
with
that's
blue flowers? Yeah.
It's like that
isn't
weird
like
turquoise
that's why I
teal.
Said it.
Yeah.
Is there like an eggplant color in there too? No?
Yeah,
no
I know.
It's green and teal. Do I have one?
Do I have one? Listeners, Denise is looking back on the wall where you can't perceive individual things.
So many collectibles.
We have one thing on our wall.
Yes.
It's this guy.
It's amazing. Yes. Art.
Oh, I was remembering eggplant, but there's no eggplant color.
No
it
aubergine.
It probably would go with it. It's probably like a good 70s color or something.
I think that's why I have it in my brain. Because
orange. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's no purple at all.
I was wrong.
Well, Daphne's purple. Daphne's all purple,
right? Look, that's definitely eggplant.
What?
Abby was right.
Oh, because it's her birthday?
No, just because Abby was
right. The mystery machine was an eggplant.
It was an eggplant.
I'll remember it this way.
Yes.
The weenie mobile from Oscar Mayer. It's like that.
What is happening?
You know, we saw it in real life, the Oscar Mayer wiener.
What?
We did. We saw the vehicle. The vehicle. It was driving on the freeway. It actually moves.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my god, did it throw a hot dog out of the window into your mouth? I hope so.
Of course.
Yes.
And we caught it. We both
That's
caught
what I
one.
Imagine.
It's amazing.
We're in America. That needs to happen.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, what happened?
Oh
what
my happened? Gosh.
What? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you looking at
wieners? This just
like,
in.
Like, at wieners.
Right now, the Kraft Heinz company is hiring drivers for their famous Oscar Mayer weenie.
Multiple drivers?
You'll be driving all across the U.S., or as they call it, the hot dog highways of America.
Oh, God. Sounds
they
so
can drive
dirty.
Up my hot dog highway, any day.
The hot dog highway! That's amazing. Holy moly. All of this is wonderful. I love our podcast.
Oh, what a grand story we craft, all of us together.
Can't one of the lizards
this
be dressed
narrative.
As a hot dog, please?
Hot dog highway.
I mean, what I was really looking for was if someone had like bought one of these Oscar Mayer wiener mobiles and painted it to look like the mystery machine. That's what I wanted to find.
Oh my god, I would love to drive a hot dog car around. That would be my dream.
Do you know who else would love to? Shaggy and Scooby. Like Scoob, we're like in a hot dog, dude.
You're so good at that.
To summarize, that is correct. Shimi
did
show up.
We're in the mystery machine. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep, here we are. Yep.
And then you all realize, wait, where's Hallulah? Where's Gwen?
Yeah.
They were gone. And
stuff.
You went off in search of them.
Yes.
Or something. And yes. So... you found Gwen, and she said, oh, Hallulah, she ran off. She was scared.
Mm-hmm.
and you went and chased her down. A crafty use of the locate object spell.
Yes.
Gave you something to home in on, even in the dark. And with some difficulty and some flying, you were able to almost kill her.
And a juggling of a light source like 100 times because we kept forgetting who had it.
Yep. You were able to bring her down.
Mm-hmm.
Mo brought her back to the clearing, the campsite. And Bathwack and Will arrived a little bit later.
Yeah, I know. Secrets.
Is it secrets?
Secrets!
Secrets hurt someone.
Oh,
secrets are no fun.
They are fun, but they might hurt someone.
And so it was decided that Halula would be kept under guard by Mo himself. The rest of the night was spent. The sun...
Wow.
Cleared the top of the trees. Everybody smelled something vanilla-ish.
Yeah.
Vanilla spice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a new day began.
Oh, but you forgot the most important thing that happened. Gwen has a boat.
Yeah, I know! Oh my god, that's the coolest freaking item. Oh my god.
Yes.
Ding, dang, dong.
Okay. Yeah, ding, dang, dong.
So yes, the voyage down the river continues. Hopefully. I'm assuming one of you will interrupt me right now, but nope, you didn't. The lizards go down the river.
Sorry. Oh, we just
without you on them. Bye, lizards.
No, I need to be on the lizard.
Oh, why aren't we using the boat? This is awful.
Because we don't
That's not what boats are for.
Now.
Yeah, no. Wait a second. You can't fool me. Who are you, first of all? Who is talking to me?
We can't use boat. We'll use it up. We eat little bits of it. By the time we get the bear toggle, it's all gone.
Wait, you eat boats, Mo?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find logic.
Yeah, why are we using this boat? I shout while on the lizard. This sucks.
I'm on a lizard with Halula.
Oh, gross.
Says Denise, hopefully.
Yeah, how is it laid out? Yeah, have we even...
You guys have to figure it out.
Yeah,
okay, we're not.
You've got four lizards.
Okay.
I mean, you might be, but how about retroactively tell me what layout you guys have?
Well, who would fit on what?
Is anyone on the boat?
The boat is in...
Yeah, she's not sharing
Gwen's
the
pocket.
Boat.
There was some discussion of opening up the boat, but then I think we decided not to use the boat. But I
nobody
can't
decided.
Remember why we decided not to use the boat. I can't
Gwen
remember
Gwen is being selfish, and Will was like, let's use the boat. And Gwen's like, no, I'll let you use the boat if something to do with Halula. And Will was like, no. And so I guess we're riding lizards. That's what I remember now. But it was something to do with Halula. And I don't know why we're not using the boat. Oh, wait. Somebody has to paddle. And Will said he would paddle.
Oh, yeah.
He said.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but see, Gwen looked at Will's arm. She's like, oh, those aren't strong. There's no way you're going to be able to keep up with the lizards.
I mean, guys, I've used a boat before. I mean, I know how to work a sail. It has a sail. I saw it. I could do that.
See, he can do the boat.
I could be the boat guy. I could be the puzzle master or the boat guy.
If you guys want to use the boat, then let Halula come with me.
Oh, here's the problem.
Wait a second. What do you mean, come with you? Are you going somewhere or what?
No, I'm going with you guys, but I'm saying let her ride with me. Let her feel less like a prisoner.
But wait, I really want to ride with Halula, Gwen.
Also, she is my prisoner.
I really, really, really want to share a lizard with Halula, Gwen. This is a huge fight I'm putting up right now.
Wait a second. I thought you wanted to be on the boat.
I really want to be on the boat. I'm being sarcastic. I don't care about Halula, and I would prefer her to ride with Gwen. Go ahead. Except unless you go off somewhere. We're presumably in the same location. Gwen's already down the river. Oh, okay.
You notice Gwen's not around.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit. She's gone again. She's really good at that. Like, is the rate of speed, like, would Will know this, like, would the lizards be going way faster than the boat?
No.
Or no? We would be staying the same.
It would
area.
Be exactly the same.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm okay with that. That's fine. As long as you don't go off and release her to the wild like you were probably trying to do, Miss.
But it's not just up to you.
Away.
What does Batwa think? We all three catch her.
As long as we're not killing Halula, I'm...
We're
I don't care what she rides on.
Killing her. Why would we kill her?
No, we wouldn't.
I mean, why? Saying. Yeah, why?
I mean,
none of us
could.
Ever do that.
You know, I don't care what, you know, I don't want to antagonize Halula any more than we already have.
I'm going to ride with Batwack.
That's cute.
What?
What? What? She tried to kiss him again. That was cute. Did you see her? She's like,
uh-huh. Now that she knows where he is, uh-huh, on our screen, yeah, anyway.
So I will let you guys borrow my boat then.
Oh, wait, who's you guys? Do I get to go on it too?
So the boat fits up to 4 people.
Yay!
Batwack, let's go on the boat.
I was going to ride a lizard.
Batwack loves riding lizards.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Not as much as I love flying, though.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, I know. I hear ya. All right, so how does that fit everybody?
I mean, I ride lizard. I like lizard.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Halula and I will ride a lizard. Together.
Hooray.
Enjoy, Halula. Hope you stay cozy and warm on that fucking lizard. Oh, man. It's going to be so sweet on this boat.
I mean, Halula, unless you'd rather go on the boat with Will.
A boat of killers or a lizard. I'll think about it. It sounds like I have so much agency right now.
Oof.
She's gotten so sarcastic since she's been unveiled as a double crosser.
Yeah, yes.
Well, it's
she
more
has.
Since I've been almost killed and kind of killed a few times.
Didn't think that being killed was something to create sarcasm in a person. It's sort of an unusual reaction.
Well, almost being killed and then having to stay around the people who tried to kill you. That'll do it.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for you and your little betraying self. Now, you can shut up now while the rest of us talk about the decisions we have to make.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was that.
All right, good. I guess the decision is made.
All right, so where do I go?
Oh.
Do I captain the boat? Am I the captain?
Yes, you're the captain,
good.
Shimi.
He jumps on... Oh, wait, the boat's not out yet, probably.
He jumps into the river.
Deploy the boat! Ever. And he leaps. Splash.
Wait, I forget the word.
Wait, so Gwen takes out the boat, the little box, but then she's like, she wants to try something, though. Because she only said ding before. So Gwen's going to set it down. And instead of saying ding, she's going to say dang.
Okay. So you say dang.
Oh, crap.
And
it does something?
Just like before, the box starts to unfold. Remember when the boat appeared, right?
Yeah.
Flop, mm-hmm. Flop, 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 flop.
It's time for the merry-go-round.
And it unfolds about to the size of the boat, and then it keeps unfolding. Flop, 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 flop.
Whoa.
And eventually before you, sort of... tilted on its side sits a ship 24 feet long, 8 feet wide, and 6 feet deep.
Whoa!
It is a deck, rowing seats, 5 sets of oars, a steering oar, an anchor, a deck cabin, and a mast with a square sail. And this ship could hold 15 medium creatures comfortably. But it is absolutely an inappropriate size for the river that you're in.
Yeah, I love this idea. We all must just be like just staring up like, what?
We put it into the river and we just are stuck between the two banks. That is dam forms.
Yeah. That is not what I was expecting at all.
Quick, try dong now. Try dong.
Try dong.
I think she's
probably already. Yes, I knew she was going to say that. That's the best thing about Gwen is those spicy side comments.
With such emphasis that Rafina shouts to try dong. The ship starts folding up, and very quickly it's a box sitting on the ground in front of you.
Oh.
Okay, guys, I'm really afraid to do the other word because, you know, when I said the first word, it's a good boat for this river. When I say the second word, it's an even bigger boat, and I'm just really afraid of what size the last one is now.
What's the third word? What do you mean, dong?
Yes. Will says dong and nothing happens.
Yeah!
Woo!
Is that the word you mean?
that's the word I mean. Mm. I think I'm going to refrain from doing that, and we'll just go ahead and ding it. So you guys...
Oh, before it was like a dinghy. Yeah. Get it? It's a dinghy.
Oh, and then it's like a dang ship.
A dangy. Yeah, dang ship.
The dong ship is just in the shape of a penis.
Yes, probably.
Okay, so that is not what I thought.
So yeah, now there's a boat floating in the river next to you.
Yes, let's go. I'm excited to travel for the first time. I have traveled with you all. Let's set sail. Woohoo!
All right, I'm the captain.
Yep.
All aboard.
Okay, here I'm already on it.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if anyone else is coming with us. It sounds like no. Or Rafina, are you coming on
I'm
the boat?
I'm coming.
Oh, good.
I'm getting on the boat.
Oh, sorry. I would help her on the boat.
She's already, like, she's somersaulted, springboarded right onto it.
I love that. I, like, reach out to help you up, and you just Yoda your way over my head.
All right. Thwack, get on the boat. Or take a lizard. Come on the boat.
I'm gonna take a lizard.
Oh. Okay.
All right. And so Gwen and Halula are on a lizard. Mm-hmm. Bathwack's on a lizard. Mo's on a lizard. And everybody else is on the boat. And the umlaut opts to go on the boat as well.
Oh, crap. The umlaut. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely didn't have enough room on the lizards for everyone.
Yeah. I guess that was kind
good thing
of
you have a boat.
It's a good thing Gwen wasn't just like, no, the rest of you can swim, idiots. Just like gets on a lizard and drives away.
Your whole tribe died. Swim.
I know. Your tribe doesn't like fire, Hope. It likes water.
Oh. My tribe doesn't like anything anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, Gwen
down
didn't
the
really
river!
Say that.
All right.
So, yep. You head down the river.
How wet is it? How wet is the raft?
The boat?
Well, it's like a... Didn't you say a raft?
It's a is boat.
It a boat? Boat?
How
okay.
dare you?
Okay, I'm
it's
so
a boat.
Sorry.
It's 10 feet long, 4 feet wide, 2 feet deep. It has one pair of oars, an anchor,
four
a mast, and a lanteen sail.
Isn't that long? I mean, wide?
It's a boat!
I'm just saying... 4 feet wide is like this.
It's like
right?
a sheet of plywood wide.
Yeah, that's yeah. not that big.
It's a boat. It's not
okay,
a ship.
Listen, it's
Will's
a canoe.
Like, what is this? I'm standing on a plank of wood.
Yeah, as soon as he gets in it, even though he's
I'm
happy
like
with
Jack
the boat,
in the Titanic
all of a sudden
movie.
He's angry.
Who's that's the right. coxswain? Who's the coxswain?
Well, now I'm the captain.
What's
who's
the
dom
I don't know what
swain.
The coxswain is.
Oh, I think it's Rafina.
Oh, yeah? Rafina, do you want to be the
it's
coxswain?
It's pronounced coxswain.
Oh.
See?
What
I told
does it
you.
Mean?
Said Rafina, and she pulls out of one of her pouches a little sailor cap.
Oh, my God.
From her ferrying days.
Oh, my God.
It's been tucked in her socks this whole time, but once we got the little pouches, she put it mm-hmm. into her pouch. That's
you
why.
Feel very much at home.
Your sailing theory book.
Yes.
This is amazing. Oh my gosh.
All that's right. why she wanted on the boat.
So that's Rafina's right. the coxswain. Will, you could be the bosun.
What does that mean? I don't know any of these words.
It means you blow the whistle.
Oh yes. That sounds like something I would be good at.
You don't see a whistle.
I don't.
Well, Rafina hands you a mouth harp.
Wait, which was this Crumplemeyer's mouth harp?
I do not even know.
I don't want to put this on my mouth.
Well, there's a very small possibility that it came in contact with his saliva. There's a good possibility it came in contact with my saliva because I've played every single one of them.
Oh, no. Well, can I hold it up to the wind and get a sound in it?
You're no longer the bosun.
Oh, man.
Well, so disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do I get to just relax then? Darn.
Here's an oar.
Oh, shit. All right, I said I would do it. Oh, can't I just enchant this to make it row for me? Anyone got a spell like that?
Mage hand?
Only if you do.
Mage hand. Wait, Gwen? Mage hand, I do have that spell. Would it work?
It can't carry more than 10 pounds.
Oh, 10 pounds, yeah.
So probably not. Heavy, yeah.
Oh, Gwen has that too.
Gwen, if we put our mage hands together.
This is what the mage hand looks like.
That, yep, that's it.
A little tiny.
Two tiny little hands. Whee! Oh my gosh.
All right, so down the river you guys all go.
All right.
After it's you have figured out through various means that it's going to take a few days to get to Bear Toggle unless something gets in your way.
The like a giant ship.
Like our own giant ship.
Like a dang giant ship. The umlaut had let you know that he knew of another tribe about a day's journey down the river. So he's traveling along with you to rejoin them.
Okay.
About near the end of that day's journey, he does disembark and makes his way into the woods and leaves you all behind. What?
I just wonder about that guy. I don't know if I
he stole everything from you.
Yeah.
You should have seen Eric's face when you said that.
Was he so sad?
No, he wasn't. Oh, his eyeballs were popping out of his head. It was like all the possibilities of what the guy could have done.
Yeah. Like, what was he doing the whole time?
He's the dragon.
For real. Yeah.
It's the upside down dragon.
I know. Like, what was he behaving like? Was he sitting there? Was he...
He was making out with you the whole time.
No, he was not.
Oh. No, he was sitting there. He looked somewhat depressed.
Wow, that's weird.
I wonder why.
Yeah, it's strange. Very deep in thought, not really connecting with the rest of you, aside from the language barrier, unless you all are just
leaves.
Constantly just jawing down on leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I think Will would be talking to him, but unless there's something interesting I can gather from him, we can just skip.
You figure out that his whole family and everybody he knew died.
Oh my God, wow.
But there's another group in the woods down the river. And
I can't believe I figured that out.
Thinks they'll take him in. They're not like fighting or anything like that.
Okay.
Aww. Unless the dragon blew them up
as
well.
Did he ever tell us his name?
His name is Jerome.
Jerome? Jerome. All right.
You didn't just make that up. Nope.
His name is Jaldar.
Jaldar. All right. Jerome the umlaut. I'm writing it down in case.
Yeah, but he was generally he was not very talkative.
Okay. All right. Bye, Jerome.
So mad at him.
Thanks for not being talkative. Jeez, I'm rowing your ass all the way down the river. You're welcome. Just kidding. I don't actually say
that. You
can tell
you weren't
terrible.
Putting that much effort into it.
I like every once in a while just push the oar when we've crashed into the side of the river. All right.
And yeah, the travel down river continues. Now, this is some unstructured time where if there's any loose ends people want to tie up or things they would be doing, you can tell me. If not, that's totally fine. But generally speaking, this is a rather uneventful few days heading down the river towards Bear Toggle City proper.
Okay.
So,
who goes first, Eric? Just tell us.
All right. I will look at each of you and roll a die.
Uh-oh. You look at us. That's weird.
Oh, KT, you were number one.
All right. Well, I have a boring one for first. I mean, it's
a boring
actually
one for first.
Okay, listen. I can't speak in sentences anymore. I have no communication in the
sentence.
Outside world.
It was just a bad one.
All right. Cool. Was it actually a sentence? I think you're lying.
I have a boring one for first.
Yes.
Yeah, it has a subject and a you know, an object, a verb. No, Eric, I have a boring one for first.
So I have a few items that I gathered from the cages in Morrow's Inlet in the confiscations room that I would really like to kind of like, if I can, spend some time figuring out.
Okay.
I have an amber, a piece of amber with a hydra in it, a small hydra, a small golden sphere with crumpled silver wings, an amulet. That is like an arrowhead suited for a giant on an iron chain, two potions, a wand, and a magical ring. And I would like to investigate all of those. So how would you like me to do that? Because that's a long ass series of things to do.
Roll me an arcana check.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Okay. All right, here we go. It's just
you made me
I'm
do
always
something.
On the wrong screen. It's like so many screens to click. Wait, that can't be right.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
a D4?
What? No. Look at that was my D4.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will spend a luck point.
Okay.
That's better.
That's
21.
Better. 21. Okay. So, the potions are definitely magical. Okay. You think the one has something to do with fire? Ooh. And it would be... It would not be dangerous to you if you were to consume it.
Whoa. What? And I drink? Like, I think I drink it? Uh-huh. I probably would ask around, but okay.
Well, mate, that's part of your arcana.
Okay.
Let's just get through this.
Yes, I agree. It's been a while. Okay.
The other potion, you're pretty sure, is a healing potion of some degree.
Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
As far as you can tell... The amber thing, the hydra in the amber, the thing with the crumpled wings, and the pendant you don't think are magical.
Okay, not just cool. All right.
The ring and the wand are definitely magical. With a 19, you can identify the ring as a ring of jumping. While wearing it, you can cast the jump spell as a bonus action at will.
At what does it look like?
At will, yeah. At it looks like crisscross.
Wait, what? Like a singer? The singer?
Wait. Yeah, the song Jump.
I literally had the lyric in my head and I couldn't figure out. I was like the singer, like crisscross will make you jump, but I just didn't even make the connection. What a moron.
In my head, I was thinking, might as well jump.
Jump!
I was thinking how lame it is that I have a ring of swimming and I don't have a ring of jumping.
Well, trading might happen. There's a lot of downtime.
Also, I will say out of character, I imagine that in this very wet area that we're in, a ring of swimming is going to do a lot better than a ring of jumping. I'm going to be jumping in the ocean or whatever the heck we're going to see this fish.
You guys can all breathe in water.
That's true.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
That's a good point.
Gwen's going to die. Bye, Gwen.
We're gonna you just go underwater. Bye, Gwen.
I mean, I do it just for comedy's sake. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But it's like a shallow part of the river you don't realize. You just jump off and you're just like waist deep in the water.
It didn't work.
Bye, Gwen. So, yeah, jump spell. Your jump distance triples.
Oh, my gosh.
For a minute.
Awesome.
But you can cast it at will, but only on yourself. You can't cast on anybody else.
Wow.
And the wand, you're not sure what it does, but it has lots of different animals carved into it.
Oh.
Oh. I want that too.
I will ask.
Just have to kill him.
Yeah. Yep. Good thing I'm a serial killer.
And it will help everyone a lot, so you should just do it. I would totally share. Like, totally. Knowing Rafina is like, even though she's not a druid, she's like the druid of our group. She totally like communicates with earthworms and bugs. So I'm like, what do you think of this weird thing that I got from the confiscations room? Fuck Crumblemeyer.
Oh my gosh, I want it. Gimme!
I give it to her.
What do you give to her? Which one?
The wand. The wand of the animals.
Okay.
Ooh. Do I notice anything about it? Like, should I arcana?
Sure.
All right, I'll arcana. Doobie 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 doob. Oh, look at my 19.
Nice. Awesome.
Wow.
Whoop whoop.
All right. So since you're focusing all your efforts on that, this is a wand of charm animal. So with this wand, you can cast animal friendship. And it has three charges that recharge every day, basically.
So after 3 days, it stops being your friend?
No, so the animal friendship like spell lasts for a day, but the wand has charges. You can use it 3 times.
Yeah, and it's the like charges... an instance of the spell. So you get to cast that spell 3 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like it's like a battery charge, like 3 charges of the spell per day.
Well, I was really hoping that this was going to be a needle I could use to sew some new clothes for Bathwax, since he's short now and doesn't fit his current loincloth. But I but this appears to be a magic wand. Do you want it back?
I mean, if it has something to do with animals, Rafina, only if it saves my life is really why I would
okay,
want that.
I'll use it to save your life if I can.
Sounds
or
great.
Or I'll sew some loincloths with it.
I don't want a loincloth, but thank you for the animal help.
All right, so Will inspects his items. 2, that's Denise / Gwen.
Oh, okay. I have a few things, but...
give me one.
Okay, so first of all, at a time when they're spending a lot of time on the beach, Gwen would want to go out and forage to be able to cook something yummy because she's kind of out of treats. And aww, she's used to foraging to get food in another life. And she just wants to see what she can find to make something yummy and sweet and delicious.
Okay. Nature check.
Oh, that's not going to be good, though. But I will do that.
It's always fun when you're like, this would be a good thing.
And Denise joined our game and she's like, it's the perfect D&D game. I'd never have to roll dice.
Shit.
No, it's just funny. Like, I roll how I roll in every game, which is absolutely terrible.
Oh, okay, that sucks.
Nature?
Yes, please.
Oh, no, it's fun. It's fun.
Aw, but
look
still
at that.
Is oh, Jesus.
Is it good?
It's great.
I can't see.
It's 18 plus 1.
Wait, that's the third 19.
Well,
I rolled a 19. Abby got a 19.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Denise rolled a 19. You guys.
And all of those plus 4 is 23. The number 23.
Today is the 19th of February.
What?
And stop Abby it turned 19 this week.
Yay! Happy birthday!
That's right.
Alex is 85. Look at him. Oh, God. I love him.
He reminded me so much of Bernie Sanders just then.
Yeah, he like rolled his eyes in the back of his head and was just like, yes.
A bird landed on his shoulder.
Oh, he provided health care for everyone. Holy shit. That's amazing.
Oh my
I will say the number 19 is very important in the Stephen King mythos.
I know, Eric. This is a weird sign.
You love to find weird things in numbers.
Eric, it's a sign.
Okay.
What is it for?
It means we should play Wingspan.
It does mean that. What is the 19th bird?
Because the goldfinch has a 19 centimeter wingspan.
It's because you mentioned birds sitting on Bernie's shoulder, and it just all comes down to it.
Gosh,
it comes down to it.
All right, Gwen, 19, great job. You've done this before.
Yay.
You know some things. Listen, I'm sorry. It's not as good as, like, the things you could buy, like, at a store. You're just out in the middle of fucking nowhere. But, you know, you can find some things. Like, you can, you know, whip a couple things together, you
reeds,
know?
Berries, grasses, golden wheat.
Listen, all of these things.
Gross creatures that she smashes.
Probably not
club.
Wheat.
Flowers.
edible flowers.
Sure.
Hibiscus.
Great.
Dandelions.
Okay.
Violets.
Mushrooms.
Yep, definitely.
What is she making? What's happening right now? This is a lot of ingredients.
I'm making summer stew.
Yep, you find hair. You find a dead badger. Freshly spawned. So yeah, you're Yeah, you find some things. You can whip some things together. I don't know what ingredients are, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Eric. You made Eric. Now he's dead because he can't cook.
No, here, like she would have.
You find a box of mac and cheese. Yeah. And you find a jar of Schmucker's jelly.
Sure.
No, if she was looking for sweet stuff, she would have found, like, you know, some, like, berries.
Yeah.
Like, some leaves that are sort of savory. Mm-hmm.
Some birch sage. Bark.
Yeah, flowers, because they tend to have, like, a sweet, some have a sweet flavor to them, depending, with their stems as well. And the pollen and stuff like that for color.
Honeysuckle.
Oh, honeysuckles. Yeah, those are delicious. I like to eat those.
Me too.
And hey, with a 19, you also find a beehive.
Yes!
Whoa!
And honey!
Oh my gosh.
That's even... Oh, that's amazing. That's a... Yeah, that's... Yeah.
The beeswax is so useful.
Yep, but it's none of yours.
None of your beeswax.
My birthday's Yay. Ruined again, Eric.
Oh, Cloven! Okay. So let's just go around. I assign everybody a number, and I rolled 1 and 2. So okay. 3 is Bathwack. Is there anything that Bathwack is accomplishing or doing on this sojourn, this spirit quest on?
Yeah. So when he's riding on his lizard, he's just looking around at the river and the trees and the sky. And then when we stop for a break,
yep,
he's trying a little bit of Bufflin whiskey and sharing it around for anyone who wants to try some.
Aww.
And looking at the pottery that he got from that hairy dude.
What Remind and us what you all. Got from the hairy dude. From Roger?
Well, it's a pot, and it has a symbol on it that looks vaguely like the one on the chain around my neck.
Yep.
Mm, right.
And when that gets old...
A bowl, Denise said. Because I think Denise got
it. Oh, I could even drink whiskey out of it, maybe. I might try that if it's a bowl to see if it actually holds things.
Everyone's very disturbed. Oh no. That's a really weird way to drink whiskey in particular.
And when that gets old, I'll sharpen my sword. And then get back on the lizard and repeat.
Yep.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As needed.
We're down to number 4.
So Rafina actually did want to do some sewing. She's going to do some mending. She's going to take out her cloak of eyes and fix some rents in the seams here and there.
You have a cloak of eyes?
No, it's not a cloak of eyes.
A cloak of something. It is something. She has a cloak.
A cloak of cloacas.
A cloak of elven kind, I think.
Cloak.
It is of elven kind.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
Where's the cloak that has all the animals on it? I mean,
that disappeared with patches. Bernard, I think.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bye bye.
Which sucks. Bye-bye. We like never even got to use it. Stupid Bernard.
You've
Good
used all
dead.
Your magical items except for that one. What a mean DM.
And where the hell's the sun sword?
It's just unknowable. That's an unknowable fact.
Listen, Strahd broke it. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is.
No, I have it. It's in my pocket.
No, you do not. So it's broken. You didn't appreciate it when you had it.
I used it to great effect.
You grated cheese with it.
Cheese to cheese. I know. And it kept melting.
So yes, so I am sewing the whatever cloak I have. I have it written down. And I do want to try to make Bathwax some clothes that fit him because I'm feeling sad that he's shorter than he used to
no,
be.
No, my clothes shrunk.
Don't tell her. Don't
I
tell
know,
her.
I know. Oh. I know. But
sorry.
I,
sorry.
But
no, I need look at these clothes. They're way too big for me.
No, but you shouldn't just have that one set of clothing
right.
that fit. You need to have more. What if we run into one of those rogue winter storms again here on the Bear Toggle River. You need to have like woolly undergarments.
Or if we go to a fancy dinner party or something. Rafina, I want to see what you make for a fancy dinner party, please. I would love
I
to see
I make more woolen undergarments. Yeah. That's what I make.
She tailors a fine woolen tuxedo.
But it's all an undergarment, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it's a union suit. It just looks like a tuxedo.
It's like one of those tuxedo t-shirts, but it's a union suit. That's insane. That's awesome.
And it's bathwack in it. Short stack bathwack in a tuxedo union suit.
Oh, my God. Can that be what it is?
With a crown on his head and a tuft of hair sticking up from above it.
Oh, my goodness. A tuxedo union suit.
And a union suit and tuxedo shirt and an
This really needs to be an item that, like, Rafina has sewn him a tuxedo union suit. Please.
Hey, unstructured downtime.
Yes. Oh, yep, my gosh. Right.
She's on it. She's using the animal one for this, so it's got really big holes in it.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't supposed to have a butt flap, but now it does.
Definitely has aeration.
Yes. aeration.
The other thing that she wants to do is she's I don't know how cooperative he'll be, but she's asking Shimi what sort of foods they have traditionally, and she's trying to learn recipes from him.
Oh my okay. gosh.
So yeah, you talk to him, and generally speaking, it sounds somewhat similar to what you grew up with. It doesn't
boring.
Sound very...
Okay.
Boring.
Very far off, except they use cumin instead of turmeric in a lot of these recipes.
Oh, that's so there you go. I'm writing down cumin instead of turmeric. All right, we got it.
Did I say that wrong?
You said turmeric, but a lot of people say that, but it's
a
turmeric.
Lot of people say turmeric.
A lot of people say nuclear.
A lot of people say
nuclear.
It's not in the same category because it's almost like it's so said that way that it's basically an alternate.
Yeah, you also learn that they pronounce turmeric in Mars Inlet.
Hey, you all say caramel wrong.
They put turmeric on tumors to heal them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Krumpelmeyer caused lots of people to have tumors.
Oh,
it was part of this
gosh.
Thing.
It was a problem.
And then he sold turmeric for a surcharge.
Wow.
Yes. Snake oil, man. All right. I got my recipes. I'm going to improve my twig tea now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Will says that. Yeah. She announces that on the boat. Will's like, woo! Can't wait to try it.
Oh, you want to be my test subject?
Yes, like when you've perfected the recipe in a while.
Sounds like you're going to be the judge of in a while. What that actually means, Will. Fine. Okay, very good. What is Mo going to do?
Yeah.
Mo is, he's on his lizard, and he's very at home on this lizard. Yeah. It Aww. Like, you picture, like, people doing, like, stunts on jet skis and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, it's not to that level because it doesn't have a motor built into it, but... That kind of thing. Like, he's tooling around on the river on his lizard. He seems to be able to get more speed out of it than other people do mm-hmm. Who are lizard bound. he's also not hampered by another, rider like Gwen is. Another prisoner, you know, mm-hmm. like Gwen is.
Mm-hmm. Not a prisoner.
Another person held against their will. Sorry, excuse me. But, he's just having fun. He doesn't seem to have much of an agenda. He mentions a couple times being very excited about going to see the Ionian anglerfish. And Shimi is as much as he can, trying to speak to all of you.
Yeah.
He's trying to ingratiate himself to you as much as possible. It's not so much that it's annoying, but you kind of see what he's getting at. But he seems to have a pretty good sense of, like, you know, when to let it go.
Okay.
So you all love him.
So you all must love him. Do we get to say something else?
I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? It's back to number one, I guess, if you have something else to say. We've gone around the horn, so to speak.
I had a thing that would be dependent on when we're getting to Bear Toggle. Like, so basically, as we're headed to Bear Toggle, like, mm-hmm. I'm assuming we're all talking, like, we kind of know, like, oh, yeah, we're a day's travel from there or whatever, sure. whenever that would be coming. But yep. Will would want to bring up a conversation. So I don't know if other people have, like, D&D things to do or something that are not, like, a conversation. I don't want to, like, have this become, like, the whole thing. But basically, Will would be concerned, again, going back to the previous conversation about walking into Bear Toggle as a group with Halula. So he would be like bringing up like, so.
All right. How does Will, do you wait for like when everybody's taking a break? Like at night?
Probably. Yeah. I would not want to be talking like shouting across a river because this is
I just had a idea of how Will would try to bring everybody together while they're going down the river.
While we're going down the river. You have but, an idea?
No, right, I just pictured idea? Will trying to get everybody closer.
No. Swim slower! Lizard! Come back here!
Right.
Got somebody talk to that lizard!
All right, well, wait.
No, this lizard's gotta go faster!
When come we stop on, in lizard. 5 hours.
God damn it! So mad that the lizards aren't listening. But Rafina, where's that wand? Shoot the lizard. Make it come over here.
I'm sharpening it right now.
Okay, stab the lizard. Wait. I don't know if that works.
Ow!
So, okay, I don't know.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a time when you've stopped and are all
I mean, if
in
other people have,
proximity.
Like, simpler things, I don't want to, like...
Yeah, if anybody else has anything that they want to unstructuredly share.
Now.
Denise.
Alex is frozen in time.
I mean,
splash, 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 splash.
You all watch Bathwack take so a bath.
Cute. We watch.
Oh no,
him.
I have to make him a swimsuit.
Swimsuit. I hope it's a bikini. I would love that.
No, it's a union suit, but it has a bikini pattern on it.
Oh my god. The number of cool union suits we have is just incredible.
Take a bath in this wool union suit.
So itchy. Oh my gosh.
It's my superhero outfit.
Yes.
Is Bathwick wearing these outfits at any point during the river ride? I would love seeing him sadly wear it or like proudly. I'm so good. I want to know how he would feel.
I'm just thinking of the first smell of wet wool.
Like, yeah, yes. Totally. Oh. Yeah.
Well, first we have to find a phone booth. Yeah, that I can transform. Yeah.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's union suit Bathwack.
Union suit Bathwack.
Anyway, Denise.
Yeah, so there are two little things that Gwen wanted to do. She was going to kind of play around with the purple pouch. Just think about maybe trying something from it just to see if it's really that bad.
Test it on Halula.
No, Gwen was going to try it herself.
Please don't fold the boat down.
I know, I just fall into the river.
Dang,
that didn't taste very good. It tasted like a dong.
It tasted like a dong. Well, that's good because it was dong candy, so that's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it's good, perfect for bachelorette parties.
Yeah. So Gwen pulls out a little chocolate penis from her purple
she has made those before, canon.
Yes, and she bites off canon. The tip.
Dong!
All right, it tastes great. Nice and smooth, milk chocolatey, perfectly up to celestial confection standards.
Wow.
And she's just sitting here like, okay, I don't feel any different. I mean, it was delicious. It was like I made it. So this pouch can't be that bad. Right? Yeah.
Oh man, if Will saw that, he'd be like, no! Smack the candy out of your hand.
You're too busy trying to convince other people to row for you.
Yes, please, somebody pick up this piece of wood. Ugh. It's like a too much like a shovel. I can't lift it.
Wood.
I think the other thing Gwen would have tried to do when they kind of stopped and maybe, I don't know, went to have a bio break or something, is she might have tried to see if it would be possible to kind of grab Will when he was by himself.
I'm trying to pee. Get away from me.
Try to pee. Him. You've all noticed when you go to pee, Will takes 45 minutes. Try to pee.
He has a prostate problem. Hey, he's one of the older people in the group. Except we don't really know Rafita's age still. She's five years old. So
she's mystery.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Well, Gwen is trying to catch Will at an alone point. Which I think in the few days
where did
that
you
we
come
have,
from?
You'd probably be able to find a moment where Shimi isn't right at Will's side or Rafina isn't trying to put wool on him or something like that.
Or Bathwack isn't like protecting him. Like, I don't know. That's what I wasn't sure if she'd even be able to do that because it seems like Will always has like a posse.
Oh, that's true.
I have such a posse. I don't want a posse.
All right, Bathwack, Rafina, I've got to go pee. Let's go.
Okay, so I would think that maybe, so, okay, if we all went to do a bio break, I'm assuming you wouldn't bring anyone with you, correct?
Oh, no.
Okay. So,
I'll go. Gwen would, you need me?
Gwen would probably kind of like see where Will was going, give you time to do your business, because she doesn't want to caught any of that.
Dong.
She might. But yeah, she would have like kind of given a little bit of time, but not too much time, because she wouldn't. When I try to catch you while you're not around anyone else.
Like on your way back, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think probably at one of these times when you're trying to avoid Rafina and her cooking.
I'm her peeing cooking for test. 2 hours.
It's like, you might have a problem, Will.
Yeah. I made turmeric brownies, Will.
Oh, I think you mean turmeric.
Oh, I can't get the accent right. Oh, it hurts to say.
Hey, Will, did you have a second, maybe?
No, I have so many trees to look at. It's beautiful out here. Leave me alone.
Because I don't feel like we've ever got a really chance to talk.
Right. Probably not, I guess. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I just get the feeling that you don't really trust me or need me around. And I just wanted to see, you know, if there's anything I could do to help you maybe feel more comfortable with my presence or to help you trust me a little bit more.
I don't feel like I distrust you. But I don't want anyone around, so no offense. I'm not going to say I want... You're not going to get around me and make me happy. So if this is what you're trying to do, that's not going to work. It's just...
So you always... You just enjoy feeling like this?
Feeling like I'm what? Not,
I don't know. You just seem so distrusting and so unhappy and just so on edge. And I was thinking maybe it was me and maybe there's something different I could be doing or something anything I could do to help you maybe feel more at ease.
I feel like we're about to get in a fight. What's happening right now? Like, this seems threatening. And he backs up. This is
Gwen's
just a little weird.
Gwen's confused. Like, I don't understand how I'm being threatening with this glorious hair.
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. What do you need? Why do you want me to trust you? And why do you think I don't trust you? And also, What do you need from me? I don't understand.
Oh, no. I don't need anything from you. It's just an observation from the past couple days. I mean, I wasn't sure if my presence was putting you more at edge or, you know, making you a little more anxious.
Everyone's presence is putting me on edge. I don't belong here. I don't belong in the middle of the woods talking to a lady with a unicorn horn wearing majestic mage robes. Okay? I don't do this. This is not... Yes, I'm on edge because I need to be in a place where there's, like, pavement or at least cobblestones and, like, I'm indoors. I will always be on edge until we are indoors.
Well, do you think that I feel like I belong here in the woods? Like, this isn't where I'm supposed to be.
I know, but you're happy. I mean, you're happy about it.
So much disdain.
I'm not happy. I'm like, I'm just making the best of the situation. Why stress about something that you have no control over?
I'm not stressed. I'm just living my life. I just don't feel comfortable in nature and with strangers. I mean, we barely met, but it's fine. You're fine. You make candy and it's good.
Well, okay. So maybe you don't know me very well, but you seem to know everyone else very well. So you're not with strangers, right? Well,
I don't know anybody. I don't know any of you and you don't know me. So that's just the way it is until we get to Divoli and I can say goodbye forever.
Why don't you tell me about Will?
What? No! What do you mean, tell you about Will?
Well, I just thought that, you know, maybe that would make you feel more comfortable if you talked about yourself a little bit and got a little bit out there.
I don't think anyone wants to know anything about me. And I mean, yes, but that's suspicious, okay? Just, if you want to know something about me, just save my life a few times, then maybe I'll tell you something, okay? I mean, really,
well,
I'm not somebody who just goes and talks about myself because I don't know you guys.
The way you get to know people is to talk to people.
Right. But also, I talk a lot. Nobody really knows me. So.
Well, but you don't talk about yourself. Like, I want to know about Will.
I don't want to tell anyone about Will because Will is just a thing that is a private thing, I think. I mean, I know that you've talked about being a princess, but then you're like, no, I'm not a princess. No, I'm not. No. And you don't want to say anything about that. So like, right. Like, I'm a bit of a princess myself. I don't want to say anything about that either.
I mean, if you want to know more, I'll tell you more.
I mean, do I? I don't know. Do I want to know more? What do you want to share?
What do you want to know?
I'll
share whatever you want to know if it'll make you feel more comfortable.
See, Gwen, I'm never going to feel comfortable. I'm just not a comfortable person unless I'm indoors. I guess we can talk about this at least within the limits of a city. I mean, the woods, it's like, look at that tree over there. It looks like it's about to eat me. It's just a dead tree.
Uh-huh.
Look at it.
Oh, it's but see, Will, if it was, we'd all protect you.
Why? That's weird.
I mean, I seem to remember taking a hit of Eldritch Blast to try to help with Merrick Crumplemire.
I remember that too, and that was great. And it's good to know that I can rely on you for lying and killing people.
I mean, I'm not a liar, and
oh.
I mean, I'm not a murderer. I mean,
okay, Will claps. He's like, okay, cool. Yes, I do distinctly remember that Crumplemire was the very first person you've ever killed, and he puts his hand on his chest like, oh my goodness.
Well, I mean, if we're being truthful here, no, it's not.
I knew it. I knew.
But it's not like I'm a serial killer or anything.
I mean, neither am I. So there you go. Little fact. Little fact about Will. Not a serial killer.
Not a serial killer.
Yep. Okay. And you aren't either. But you have killed people because nobody goes and kills somebody unless they're crazy and just doesn't react. That's how I knew.
My clan was a great clan of warriors, and I know my brother and my father were in many wars and certainly, you know, killed many people.
But then who did you kill if you weren't one of the people in the war? See, it's not fun to share. Don't ask questions in the woods.
It's a little cross-stitch sampler.
Especially not in the woods.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.